Heidi, you're back on hold with your daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I had you on speaker while we were on hold, and then I hit the end button instead of to turn speakerphone off. So I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot, but these things do happen. And your 13-year-old daughter is a huge Green Day fan.
She is. She is only in seventh grade, and she started listening to them a couple years ago, and then she got into the old stuff and the new stuff, and she got all Green Day stuff for Christmas, and she's quite obsessed.
All right. Could you put her on the phone, please?
Yeah, here she is. Her name is Amy.
All right, very good.
Hey, Drew.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. What is your favorite Green Day album?
Oh, either American Idiot or Dookie.
Okay. What's your favorite song on Dookie?
Dookie, definitely Burnout.
Burnout. Very interesting. Name the three members of Green Day.
Mike Durant, Trey Cool, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Which one of them was not an original member of the band?
Trey Cool.
She's absolutely correct. This girl's sharp as a tack.
I think she's really 25, by the way.
You're not really 25, are you?
No, I'm only 12.
Okay. Let's see. We'll play a little snippet of a Green Day song. I want you to tell me the name of this song.
Okay.
One of their best. What?
American Idiot?
It sounds like it. It's really tough to do because a lot of their songs do sound alike. But no, that was J.A.R., which is somebody's initials.
Was that from a movie?
Yeah.
Angus?
Yeah, that was Angus. Very good. Hmm. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll do the same thing that I did with that girl before, which is I'm going to have you start singing when Billy Joe stops singing, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. I got the perfect song for you. Nice short one. And here we go. Wow, she knew that one right away. Yes. You're going to start singing when Billy Joe stops singing.
A couple more.
All right. What was...
Still my...
All right, very good.
Have you ever been to a concert before?
I have been to a couple concerts before. Last one I went to was over the summer, and I saw Panic at the Disco and Weezer.
All right. How was that show?
It was amazing, but Green Day is my all-time favorite band, and it would be a dream to go there.
Have you, so you've never seen Green Day in concert before?
No, I have not.
All right.
And I was actually also Billy Joe for Halloween.
I saw the picture.
At these concerts, did you smell anything funny?
Mm. No, I did not. But granted, I was not close to the stage. Okay. So nothing weird to smell.
If you won these tickets, who would you take?
I would definitely take my mom because she is my favorite person alive.
Other than
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Of course. what was Green Day's follow-up to American Idiot? It followed in the same theme of being full of rock operas.
Is it,
had Jesus of Suburbia on it?
Is it 21st Century Breakdown?
It is 21st Century Breakdown.
She knows her stuff.
Really does. All right, one more sing-along. When Billy Joe stops singing, you start singing. Ready?
Okay. Don't get lonely now.
Wow, she is good.
And try to work it out.
All right.
You may find out that yourself cut means nothing, ruins everything. You can't go for it.
Said something if it's just not right. All right, very good. You're one song away. Tell me, young lady, which Green Day song this is. There you go. Trick question. That wasn't a Green Day song, but it sounded like it.
That's not a Green Day song.
That's right, but this one is. What is it?
Hey, mister, where you at? Are you in?
Oh, this is their best album. Come on.
You think Nimrod is their best album?
Yes.
I don't know this one. I just know it's off of Nimrod.
You what? It is off Nimrod, but you don't know. You don't want to take a guess at the song?
Is it Hitchin' a Ride?
It is. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm getting tweets now. This Green Day fan is great on the radio. Can she be in the running for the call screener? Give her the ticket. She's adorable. I love this girl. Give her all the tickets. Give them to her. She's rocking.
I'm adorable.
Aww.
Now, can I ask her a bonus question?
Sure.
Do you know the band name? Green Day released an album, but it wasn't under Green Day. Do you know the name of that band?
That's a good one.
Oh, shoot. I think it's one more name. It was...
I know this, I think.
It was something child, right?
No. Was it the Foxborough Hot Tubs or something like that?
It's a Foxborough Hot Tub.
Do you know any of Billy Joe's side projects that he's done?
Yes, he was in Ordinary World, the movie that just came out last year.
Okay, he was. He also was in a band called Pinhead Gunpowder. Very good.
What Showtime did he star in? What Showtime show did he star in? Do you know?
Show, I do not know.
Okay, you shouldn't be watching Showtime.
Nurse Jackie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Amy,
you got the tickets.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Hang on 1 second. That is Green Day coming to the Amp. That is on September the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. Seth?
It's the 5th.
Whatever. Thank you. Don't you correct me, young lady. Is she right?
Well, our promotions director is wrong then.
He never gets things wrong.
Man, oh man, that is some messed up stuff you are dealing with, my friend.
It's my life. It's not too messed up. I mean, there's serious things out there that other families are dealing with, but this is just a little screwed up situation going on in my life right now.
Extremely screwed up situation where you're not, I don't know.
What? Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, don't leave everybody hanging if they care at all.
I want to be very respectful to your family situation because I really don't want to make things more difficult for you. But at the same time, I really, if I were to hear this stuff on the radio, I wouldn't believe it. Like, if someone were saying the things that are actually happening to you right now, I'd be like, they're making that stuff up for the radio. No one's really like that.
It's all true. My family's a little crazy.
Your bachelor party is supposed to be something where you show up ready to have fun, and that's it. There's supposed to be no stress whatsoever.
Right.
Like, you're about to pledge the rest of your life to a lovely young lady.
Yes.
And I say that now because I know Phoebe very well. Otherwise, I would say you're about to flush your life down the toilet.
Since you like her now, does that improve my wedding gift?
Absolutely.
You know, since you don't, you know me well, but now you know her well,
right.
so you throw an extra 25, 50, 200 bucks in the mix.
I would say my fondness for your fiance kicks your wedding gift up at least 50 bucks.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem. No problem. I mean, it's the least I could do. She's super nice.
Look, the open bar's not cheap, all right? Let's be honest here.
Yeah, you guys deserve an extra 50 because she's so damn nice. But you're supposed to just show up and everything's taken care of and it's something that you love to do and it's on a date that is convenient for you.
Right.
None of those things are happening for you.
I don't think a bachelor party's happening for me, honestly.
It's got
to. Who is it?
What?
Your mom?
Oh, my God. Already?
Already? Are you serious? Oh, geez.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah. You brought it up, Drew. What, are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. No. I'm not scared of Mama Kush. She was very good on the air with us last week. I just, I don't want to. Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Mama Kush, are you really up this early?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to leave. I'm on my way to the gym.
Oh, good for you. Look at you keeping all tone and looking so fly.
Yeah, exactly.
Rare.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. All right, so let's talk bachelor party for a second here.
You know, the thing is, you know, this should be exactly what you said.
Yes.
A great fun night for Seth to go out and have a great time. and his brothers are trying to do what works best for everybody. And Seth, in my opinion, should be a little bit more gracious.
Okay, I see your point. However, allow me to rebut. Yes, you're right. It should be something that works for everybody. However, superseding that is something that works for Seth. Yes, it would be nice if there were a date that worked well for everyone and it was convenient for everyone and blah, blah, blah. But more important than that is that this bachelor, this husband-to-be, celebrates with the people he wants to celebrate, doing the things that he wants to do on a night that works best for him.
What's wrong with Friday night?
Doesn't work for him. We work all day Friday. We wake up at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. We power through all day. Even with a nap, by the time it gets around to 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night.
You know, here's the thing, Drew. I appreciate you, explaining that to my mom. And I appreciate, my brother's trying to put this together. But I told them Friday doesn't work for me. I told them that waking up, I said, in order for me to have a bachelor party on a Friday night, I would have to take off of work on Friday. And I'm not going to take off of work on a Friday for a bachelor party. I just can't do that at all.
Yeah, nor should you be expected to.
So I don't know why Friday keeps coming up. I just said I can't do it. I can't flip my body around to do that, and it shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Because sometimes you do, you reach down deep inside, and sometimes you do something that might not be perfect for you.
Are you kidding me,
just
Mom?
Not
Mom,
for his bachelor party is what I think.
Yeah, no way.
If it was anybody else's party, I would say, yeah, but this is his bachelor party.
Yeah.
And so I think that's when he doesn't have to dig. I think that's when the brothers dig and find.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is he going to his rehearsal dinner? Because that's on a Friday night.
Yeah, but it's different. A rehearsal dinner's not going to go till 12 or 1 o'clock. He's not going to be expected to be out partying and drinking.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, it's just different.
And that's something that's for the whole wedding party. That's something for everyone to get together and have a nice time. That's not an event specifically designed around Seth.
So I think, I think everybody knows now at the start of the break that this is all serious and that I've been told I have to have my bachelor party on a Friday night or it's not going to work because it doesn't work for my family. And that's how it is. And that's why at this point I'm not going to have one. And I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, that's fine with me. But you know what? I think you're being very selfish. And that's my opinion.
Well, and you're certainly entitled to that. I would just think that this is a day that maybe someone's entitled to be selfish. Maybe he's about to spend the rest of his life pledging it to someone else and living for someone else. And the bachelor party, as tradition would have it, Mama Kush, with all due respect, is something where the bachelor is taken out by his friends. He's there to have a good time, not on a night on a Friday when he's been up for about 24 hours, but on a Saturday when he can cut loose a little bit. The one day a week when he doesn't have to worry about work the next day. He hasn't been at work all night.
Mom, I don't want to have this conversation with you on the air, but now we're going to. You know, you said this wedding is about everybody else. It's about your feelings. It's about making Aunt Joy feel important. It's about giving Uncle Keith a role in my bachelor party so he feels important. And now you're telling me I'm being selfish because I don't want to have my bachelor party on a Friday night?
No, I just think that you should understand that your brother, who just got a position, a part-time position, who's one of your groomsmen, should be able to be there, and it should be, you should be able to be able to. What I'm saying is, as adults, you should be able to work it out. That's all I'm trying to say.
No. What you're saying is that I need to have it on a Friday night so I don't inconvenience my brother.
No, I'm not saying that, Seth. You can have it whenever you want to have it. I think it's ridiculous that sometimes you just can't be. I don't care if it's your bachelor party. I mean, I do care, but you don't seem to understand that sometimes you have to be a little flexible. You have to sometimes be in a position that you do make it convenient for everybody else.
With all due respect, again, Mama Kush, I see your point to a certain degree. However, we're talking about a bachelor party here. We're talking about an event that is designed for Seth to spend one more night with his friends as a single man.
Drew, this is, I love my mom. I love my family. I appreciate what they were doing here. But this is so twisted. I can't even believe it. Having a conversation with my mom, last week about, my uncle who has played no role in my life at all. I need to have my uncle involved. He needs to have a role in the wedding so he feels important. I have to have my Aunt Joy and their family come up and say a prayer at the wedding because I didn't give them a role and they need to feel important. Yeah, I can't pick a day for my bachelor party. I'm being selfish. It's about everybody else. I realize that. And that's just, I guess we're just going to have to agree to disagree about who this wedding's really about.
Okay, that's like so untrue, it's ridiculous. You, all I said to you, Seth, was that you didn't know that you were supposed to say a blessing over the challah and the wine at the wedding. Mm. That's all I... And instead of saying to me, Mom, thank you so much for letting me know that, you took it apart and you twisted it like I was trying to tell you who to have up there. And I wasn't trying to tell you that.
Well, clearly,
you didn't say that we need to have Aunt Joy and Uncle Jerry up there because they don't have a role in the wedding and we need to make everybody feel important. You didn't say that to me, Mom?
No, I never said that. I said you can have anyone up there you want, but what I said to you is I had a suggestion.
And you suggested you suggested Aunt Joy and Uncle Jerry because they didn't have a role in the wedding and you said it's important to make everybody feel special. Did you say that?
No, I did say sometimes you do that. It takes some calls and find out from people. They do honor, sometimes they honor people at their wedding.
No,
I really find that hard to believe,
Mom, no, I'm not disagreeing with you at all that you honor people at the wedding. That's fine. Well, the point that I'm making is you have made it a point over the course of this wedding that it's about a lot of other people, and it's not just about Phoebe and myself. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But what you're telling me now is I'm being selfish. And now on the bachelor party that I'm hearing is supposed to be about me, I'm being selfish because I can't have it on a day that I work.
No, I just don't understand why you can't have it. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't want to go into my life and what I was doing at your age. But let me just tell you, you can go to work on Friday and still have your bachelor party.
I challenge anybody who really believes that to wake up at 2 a.m. for five. You know, get in that routine for a little bit. It's very hard on a Friday night to do that.
Okay, let me just give you 1 second and tell you. I worked all day. I went to school. I got home at 10 o'clock. I used to work from 10 to 2 a.m. doing my lessons for the day.
Right.
And then I'd go to bed at 2, and I'd get up at 5 a.m. and I'd go to work. And I did that for about 3 years.
And that's great, and I commend you for that. That's a tremendous sacrifice. However, as a parent, when a son says, I would like this day to be my bachelor party, Friday is inconvenient for me. End of story. It's his bachelor party. Selfish, schmelfish. He wants a day when he can go out. He let you know that Friday does not work for him. That should be enough.
Okay, well, I guess we have to agree to disagree. I don't get it. I'll never get it. I'm sorry. I don't understand how you can do something knowing in your heart that one of your brothers wouldn't be able to be there. I'm sorry. I just don't get that.
Well, and maybe you won't, and maybe...
Maybe that's me as a mother.
Maybe.
That's probably me as a mother.
You want to please everybody, and I understand that. You want to make sure that everybody can be in one place, but the happiness of Seth, who is involved in this wedding, I think should supersede everything. Like, I'm not saying you need to bend over backwards and do more than you're already doing, which I'm sure is a lot. However, to use the word selfish, to me... It doesn't sit very well because he's entitled to be selfish. It's his day. It's his special day with his lovely bride-to-be. And in my opinion, he can be selfish because the date doesn't work for him. Friday is a terrible day for us. Saturday is much better. And if his brother can't make it, then that's truly tragic. But maybe he has to miss out on laser tag. I don't know. That's just where I'm sitting on that.
All right, great.
Well, thank you very much for your time.